And good morning. Welcome on behalf of each and every one of us. Be blessed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Are you ready for a new beginning? It's a brand new day. In the eastern and the northeastern parts of South Africa, the sun is shining already. Down here, it's just a shimmering of some lights coming through over and across the mountains. Still dark. But there's a new day. Wednesday, the 28th of September. And are you ready for a new beginning? Well, deeper than that, the biblical question: are you ready for a new beginning in your life? I know you probably think you are ready, but are you really ready to take action, practical action, in a new beginning? You may be the Pope in Rome. You may be Angus Buchan. You may be Billy Graham. You may be the peanut in the pocket. You may be the best Christian you think you are. Are you ready to take practical action? Biblical practical action. Just perhaps you ask, is it possible? Just look at my relationships. Look at my health. Look at my financial situation. Look at how cross and frustrated I am in traffic with all this load shedding. I have to start an hour earlier to get through all the traffic lights. And it's all because of all because of. Are you ready for a fresh start with God on this Wednesday morning? Perhaps you are saying, and may I say, I've got this picture in my mind quickly of someone sitting in traffic being very frustrated because of the load shedding and the traffic lights not working, and it's four-way stops all the way, and you're very frustrated. And you're listening to this radio station pulpit, K-pulpit or radio pulpit, and you think, well, I'm not so certain that I'm genuinely born again. Get on track with the Lord God by Christ's grace. Perhaps you've backslidden or whatever. So there's the question that the Holy Spirit is asking me and you: are we ready for a new beginning in Christ in our lives? Take a close look at the words of Jesus Christ. And perhaps this may be, very well be, a last call and opportunity before it's too late. Listen to these words, Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7 in the Old Testament. And I'm going to read it from the Message translation of Peterson. Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7. Seek God while He's here to be found. Seek God while He's here to be found. The old King James says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Seek God while He is here to be found. Pray to Him while He is close at hand. Let the wicked abandon their way of life and the evil their way of thinking. Let them come back to God who is merciful. Come back to our God who is lavish with forgiveness. Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7. Acknowledge your sin. Ezekiel 18:31 says, Lord, give me a new heart and a new spirit. And hear the voice of the Lord, not the voice of a radio station. The Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit telling you, I am abundantly merciful, but only to those who genuinely and sincerely repent and turn fully to me, says the Lord. And his word says in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27, a new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away the stony hearts out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. A new heart I will give you, Ezekiel 36, 26. And a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away that stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. You will be a new creature in Christ. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 18 says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, and all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Father God, I come to you this morning and I seek a fresh forgiveness. I hear your word early this morning at 6:08 on this Wednesday morning, the 28th of September, and I hear your word as I ask and seek a fresh forgiveness. I may be the Domini, I may be the pastor, I may be the bishop, I may be the pope, I may be whoever. Thank you for the fresh forgiveness in Christ as I hear your word from Lamentations 3, verse 19 to 26, which says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail never. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, and therefore will I hope in my Lord. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Father God, pour your fresh oil of Psalm 29 verse 10, it's Psalm 92 verse 10 over me. A fresh anointing with your oil, as Psalm 92 verse 10 says, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. O Lord, anoint me afresh, with a fresh beginning, a clear, a clean beginning. And I know you specialize in that, Lord Jesus. And therefore I want to delight in receiving the fresh and clear and clean beginning you give me. As I hear your word from Isaiah 61, verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. O Lord God, as the psalmist says in Psalm 51 verse 10, create in me a clean new heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Are you ready this morning at 11 past 6 to hear and obey the truth and go into this new day as a new person, to do it practically? If so, come on, just tell the Lord, Lord God, I open up my whole heart and I'm ready to be blessed. And practically, what do I have to do? Okay, I'm going to take you through scripture in a few steps. That's not a recipe. It's practical biblical instruction. So get ready. First, schedule God into your very waking up moments for a piece of prayer and communion and the study of His Word every morning. As Psalm 63 says in verse 1, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, Lord, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. I seek you, I thirst for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there's no water. Mark chapter 1 verse 35 says, very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Firstly, let God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be the cornerstone every morning of your day in life. Secondly, study God's Word. Study God's Word. Even if you have to write it down in an old-fashioned way, on a little blank index card, and keep it in your pocket throughout the day. Capturing God's Word and memorizing it, and carry that little index card in your pocket wherever you go, and read it all throughout the day, meditate it, memorize it, feed on God's Word. Be like newborn babies, as 1 Peter 2:2 says. As a newborn baby, always thirsty for the pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it, you may grow up and be saved. Desire God's pure Word as a newborn baby. Come on. The second step, study God's Word. And be very practical. Get a little card or a little piece of paper in an old-fashioned way and write it down. I always personally have an old-fashioned pen. You know those pens that work with ink? And you draw the ink into the pen? This is my pen. Here I have it in my hand, right here with me in the studio. And when I write it down on a piece of paper, get a little card and write it down. Carry it with you. Be practical and get God's Word, like 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says. Be like a newborn baby. Grow with the pure spiritual milk of God's Word. Thirdly, confess and repent and forsake all your known sins before the Lord. Exodus 20 verse 3 says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no image in the form of anything instead of me. Confess, repent, and forsake all known sins before the Lord. Hey, come on. Are you saying you don't have any known sins? Come on, don't be fooled. Even the Pope in Rome, even Billy Graham, had to confess his sin. Confess, repent, and forsake all known sins. Fourthly, be firmly determined to do something, not only to dream about it, to do something today. in the truth that you have been granted a whole new life, and that you are not your own, but you belong to the Lord, who bought you with his precious blood. And go and do something. Be determined to do love. To live love. Fifthly, die down deep in your heart. Die into the death of Jesus. And learn what the daily cross truly is, to carry it, to sacrifice yourself. Cease serving yourself. Eish! Cease serving your me, myself, and I, and your self-interests, and serve the Lord and serve others. Sixth, get an eternal perspective about your brief life in this world. Our lives in this world, it's very short. And get an eternal perspective of what the Lord wants to give you as you seek a new, fresh beginning this morning. Seventh, have an expectation that you will be persecuted if you live a new life. You will have testings and trials. Eighth, communicate the gospel of Jesus to other people wherever you are today. Ninth, understand the biblical truth that you are commanded to fear God, and you are not once saved, always saved. If you die in sin, the one true God and judge of your eternal soul, who is holy, 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 will welcome you into his eternal kingdom. But if you do not accept Christ Jesus, even it's so hard to say it, those who die without Christ Jesus will go to hell. And that's what the word says in Hebrews 12 verse 14, in Revelation 2 to 3, in Revelation 21 and 27 and 22. So come on, have a fresh beginning. Cry it out to the Lord in prayer. Psalm 51 verse 10 says, and this can be your prayer, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalm 51 verse 10. Here I am, Lord, with a new beginning, and I dive into your amazing grace with a new beginning, a fresh start. And my answer is, yes, Lord, yes, for a fresh start with you today.